Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today. In this one, we're going to be rereading 1 John chapter 3 starting in verse 1 and then all the way to verse 10. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him. Dear friends, we are already God's children, but He has not yet shown us what we will be like when Christ appears. But we do know that we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He really is. And all who have this eager expectation will keep themselves pure, just as He is pure. Everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, and there is no sin in Him. Anyone who continues to live in Him will not sin. But anyone who keeps on sinning does not know Him or understand who He is. Dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil, who has been sinning since the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning, because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning, because they are children of God. So now we can tell who are children of God and who are children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God. Once again, that was in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Quote, "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know Him." End quote. From what we just read in 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. Through God's amazing love and Jesus' sacrifice, you are God's child, the receiver and heir of an incredible vault of love that will never be depleted. In your willingness to accept His grace in exchange for your sin, you were born into His family with all the privileges of being His child. With the power of His Spirit residing within, you have power over sin, and power over the false accuser, Satan. This truth enables us to avoid lies of discouragement, and to stand strong. But don't be surprised when coworkers, neighbors, or friends question your faith, or create drama because of their decisions. If Jesus has not softened their heart, they don't understand His ways. Keep praying and sowing seeds of kindness, grace, and love. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. In what specific area is the Spirit asking you to amp your prayer life? What parts of your life have you experienced victory over sin? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.